So let's review. Zok de Mishnah, Hamachalik Nochasav al Piv. If a person assigned his assets to others, Rabbi Laza Omer Echad Bari Ve'echad Masukin, regardless of whether the person was healthy or dying, a proper kinyan must be performed. Nochasim Shesh La Nachrai is Nikn Bekesef Ubishtar Ubechazaka. Land can only be transferred with money or a star, or with an improvement to the actual field. And movable assets can only be transferred if the recipient pulls the item. However, the assets cannot be transferred through tzava alone, the owner's verbal instructions, even though he is a shchimra, because as Rashbam explains, Rabbi Laza holds divri shchimra lav k'ksuvinu k'msurin damo. A dying person's instructions are not considered a kinyan. Therefore, proper kinyan must be performed while he is alive. The Chacham, however, disagree and hold divri shchimra k'ksuvinu k'msurin damo. A dying person's verbal instructions alone are considered a kinyan, and no further kinyan is required. Mish relates that the Chacham brought a proof that divrei shchimra k'ksuvinu k'msurin damo from the following incident. Amru lai ma'isa be'imen shel b'nei reichel shayis l'chayla. V'amru tenu kivinasi l'biti v'hi b'shneim esr mana. U'meisa v'kaimes divreha. The mother of the b'nei reichel was ill, and she instructed to give a piece of her jewelry to her daughter. After she died, they fulfilled her request, even though a proper kinyan was not performed while she was alive. Apparently, because divrei shchimra k'ksuvinu k'msurin damo. Rabbi Laza, however, rejected this proof. Amar lahen, b'nei reichel tikvareim iman. The b'nei reichel were wicked people and deserved to be buried in their mother's presence. Therefore, k'nasahu d'kansa rabbanan l'kayim matnas imam l'bita b'lay kinyan. The rabbanan penalized them with that their mother's matana was effective even with no kinyan. As the Gemara explains, the B'nai Rechel maintained thorn bushes in the vineyard, and Rabbi Lazar holds Hamakayim Kaitzim Mekerim Kadesh. This is a transgression of Kalayim Bekerin, in which the grapevines become forbidden because Shekein Baravya Makayim and Kaitzim Besadis Legamlein. In some places, they feed Kaitzim to their camels, therefore, it is considered edible. The Chacham, however, hold Loi Kadesh, Elur Davish Shekamoyim Makayim. This is not considered Kalayim Bekerim because only a growth which the majority of people use as produce can cause Kalayim Bekerim, but Kaitzim which only the minority of Aravia use as produce cannot cause Kalayim Bekerim. Therefore, the B'nai Reichel were not considered Rishayim, and the mother's Matana was effective because Divrei Shchimra K'ksuvin U'K'msurin Damo. Rabbi Levi concludes, Kainin Kinyin Mishchimra Afilu B'Shabbos. A Shchimra can make a Kinyin to assign his assets even on Shabbos when one is forbidden to make a Kinyin. Although we hold divrei shchimra k'ksuvinu k'msurin damo, and a kinyan is not required, however, the Chacham permitted him for him to do so because shema titrev daiti alav. He might become distressed at the thought that with no kinyan his sons might not carry out his instructions, and as a result, his condition might deteriorate. Therefore, the Chacham initiated that he may make a kinyan even though it is not necessary. The following Mishnah proceeds with the machlokes Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua. They both agree with the Chachamim that divrei shchimra k'ksuvinu k'msurin damo. However, they disagree whether this applies all the time. Zok the Mishnah. Reb Eliezer Omer b'Shabbos dvarav kayamin, m'mnei she'ein yochel lichtiv, aval lo b'chayil. Reb Eliezer says that the Chacham initiated that his tzava is considered a kinyan only on Shabbos, because shemin hadin ein yochel liknes v'lichtiv b'Shabbos b'shemet titrev taiti. One may not perform a kinyan or write a shtar on Shabbos, and there is a concern for his well-being. However, v'loy b'chayil, his tzava is not considered a kinyan on a weekday because she has takana b'kinyan uksiva v'lam titrev daita. He may perform a kinyan or write a shtar and there's no concern for his well-being. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says, b'shabbos omru kavuchem b'chayil. And as Rashbam explains, b'shabbos omru shedvarv kayamin, avagav delekel ameimim migudu yochel liknes v'lichtev kilei ovid namikani. If the Chacham empowered his tzava to be considered a kinyan on Shabbos when he cannot perform an actual kinyan or write a shtar, kavochemi b'chayil, the chalaroi labila in bila ma'akeves boy, then his tzava is certainly considered a kinyan on a weekday when he can perform an actual kinyan or write a shtar. The Mishnah proceeds with a similar machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, regarding his chiyah, regarding the halacha of zachon ad mishle b'fanav. One person can perform a kinyan to acquire an item for another person because it is to his advantage. However, kayetze by zachen lekatan vein zachen legadol div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says one can only acquire for a minor because hoyel ve'ein lo yad lezakas la'atzmei tikna chacham she'achar zeichu mekabel tzarkar. The Chacham initiated that an adult can perform a kinyan for a minor because he does not have the ability to perform his own kinyan. However, ve'ein zachen legadol, one cannot acquire for an adult because shari yochel lezakas la'atzmei, he has the ability to perform his own kinyan. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says, If the Chacham empowered a person to acquire for a katan who cannot perform his own kinyan, kavachem legadol, then he certainly can acquire for a gadol who can perform his own kinyan. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah follows Reb Meir's understanding of this machlekes. However, Behuda holds that the machlekes is vice versa regarding both Dibri Shchimera and Tzchiya. Reb Eliezer holds b'chol dvarav kayamim mnei sheyachol lichtiv avalei b'shabbos. His Sava is considered a kinyan only on a weekday when he can perform a kinyan. Therefore, an actual kinyan is not required. Avalei b'shabbos, his Sava is not considered a kinyan on Shabbos when he cannot perform a kinyan. Therefore, an actual kinyan is required. While Reb Shua holds b'chol amruk b'kavuchem l'shabbos. If his Sava is considered a kinyan on a weekday when he can perform an actual kinyan, his Sava is certainly considered a kinyan on Shabbos when he cannot perform an actual kinyan. And regarding his Tzchiya, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Zachan l'gadol ve'in zachan l'katan. One can only acquire for a gadol because Shari yachal l'zakas la'atzmai, but one cannot acquire for a katan because Shari ain yachal l'zakas la'atzmai. While Rabbi Shua holds, b'gadol amru kavachem l'katan. If one can acquire for a gadol sheyachal l'zakas la'atzmai, he certainly can acquire for a katan she'ein yachal l'zakas la'atzmai.